It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How young? So young.
We're young at heart. We're TikToking. We're FaceTiming. We're doing all that cool stuff.
Gather around the radio, fellow kids. It's Jones and Mego with Arcand.
I get the Spice Channel. No biggie. Come over.
On WEEI.
I know a lot of times, you know, everyone wants to see everyone get better every day, but remember, it's just not a straight shot to being a good football team. It's a process, which we have been preaching for a long time. One thing I will say is, and this has been, you know, historically, the defense will always be ahead of the offense. The defense will always be ahead of the offense. Now, the offense, obviously, they're still gelling together. And we have a lot of guys on defense that already know the scheme. So, you know, it's hard to jump to conclusions. You know, are these guys going to be good? Are they bad? Like, I don't know, and I don't think you guys know either. I don't even think, you know, the coaches out there know. But one thing I will say, it's about competition, and it's about getting better each and every day, not only on the field, but also off the field.
Mayo, and that one I thought was the quote of the day, personally. Defense is going to always be ahead of the offense. It's not a straight line. We want to get better, but it's a process. To say, when he said the defense will always be ahead of the offense, when he said that, I was like, oh, okay.
I went, is he talking about this season?
Right. So.
Is he talking about in his
forever
tenure yeah. as head coach?
I think
because
he's
a defensive coach, so he's always gonna have a better defense and a better offense.
That's sort of how I took it, but also because the defense is not being rebuilt from scratch,
right?
New everything and all that, you know.
Nobody expects the offense to be better than the defense,
right?
Including Jerod Mayo,
maybe ever.
That being said, the defense better be good. Like, it better be a good, I'm saying, like, top 10 defense with
Agreed.
All this talk, with all this investment and all this talk and sort of, you know, this is going to be the foundation of the team.
Yeah.
It was the foundation of the team last year with Belichick here, and it was worth 4 wins, whatever that defense gave you.
They were injured, I mean, too. They had injuries.
They did have some injuries, sure. One of the guys who was injured is maybe not going to play this year. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, I understand what you mean. And losing Gonzalez was a big loss for sure.
Yeah.
Are we
the
making offense, too though. Big? Sorry, really quick. Are we making too big of a thing out of Gonzalez? I feel like Gonzalez gave one media availability, and everybody was like, oh, he's going to be a top 3 cornerback. Or if he's not a top 3 cornerback, he's going to be a top 5 cornerback. And like, the guy's played 3.5 games.
Well, he looked good for what we saw. Obviously, mm-hmm. it was a small sample size, and he was highly touted coming out of college. It's just a matter of health, right? If he's healthy, I'm willing to buy into that.
I expect him to be above average to very good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm considering him, and it could be bad. I mean, who knows?
You sure.
didn't play very much. Maybe the injury's lingering. Who the hell knows? But just based on what we saw last year, yes, I think it's fair to expect that he'll be an above average corner in the NFL, which is something. I mean, there's a lot of value in just having an above average corner out there with guys like Jonathan Jones and some of the other guys that
That's
you right. have. He's expected to be more than that. I mean, you don't pick a guy in the first round, just expect him to be above average. You want him to be your number one guy. And he was playing that way last year. But you have to assume, okay, there's going to be, you know, the re-entry, the whole getting back into the flow of things. And we don't know if he would have been good all year long. Matthew Judon has never been good all year long for this team. He's never had a beginning-to-end great season for the Patriots. And that's, you know, part of maybe why he's getting his balls busted at the negotiation table right now. But all that to say this. Is the offense ever going to catch up to the defense this year? Like, is that something that's even realistic? Or have they kind of just acknowledged the fact that, no, this is still a very much a work in progress, and as good as the defense gets, we're not expecting the offense to ever match it this year?
Well, if we expect the defense to be a top 10 defense, then absolutely not.
Definitely
with the offense.
Not.
I'm sorry. Like, I would love for it to be a Houston Texans situation. If that's really what you're banking on, then you should go out to San Francisco and give them anything that's not nailed down to get Trent Williams out here, you know, like, and actually have something on your line if you think that that's how you're going to be playing and that Drake May is that Band-Aid, that eraser that changes everything in your offense. I just don't think that's realistic.
Yeah, I don't think you need it to catch up. You just need it to not suck like last season. Like, be competent. Can you be a competent offense? And I wish he had kind of went there. You know, listen, like, I understand where he was coming from, but some of these answers, I just wish there was a little bit more coach speak, in the sense that I do appreciate Gerard Mayo's transparency, especially in the face of what we've had around here for so long.
You know, I think every day is a big day for everybody.
Exactly. But listen, bro, try to give props to your defense, which he did, but also say, hey, you know, instead of saying the offense is never going to catch up to the defense, ha, 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 how about we just need our offense to walk and chew bubble gum at the same time, because we believe this defense can be special, and if they can do that, we have a shot to be something special around here. I just don't like – this is why – this is another conversation for another show, I'm sure, with you two. But I am anti-hiring defensive-minded head coaches.
I didn't want that either. I would rather they went and got some offensive, innovative offensive mind. I thought that would have been – you want to talk about being different from Belichick.
Yes.
I mean, how much more different could that have been?
Yes, and in a league where it's increasingly more about quarterbacks and head coaches and offensive-mindedness – I just didn't love the Gerard Mayo. And to your point, we're going to move off of Bill Belichick and go with a guy who loves Bill Belichick and Belichick loves him and literally is a disciple. Okay, well, these are the kind of answers you're going to get. It's like defense over everything. We're going to run the ball and play defense. Oh, yeah, that worked in 1998, bro. This is 2004. Like, you have to have an offense.
2024.
It's what are we doing? Like, yeah. You have to have a competent offense, if nothing else. And comments of the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense is troubling.
Doug Kide had the stats for both quarterbacks today, and they are as follows. He tweeted this about 3 hours ago. Jacoby Brissett was 14 of 19 overall. In 11 on 11s, he was 5 of 7. Drake May, 17 of 23 overall, 8 of 11 in 11 on 11s with an interception. And he said something about the interception. I forget exactly what it was, but he kind of brushed it off like, hey, no big deal. This is why you have practice, so you get stuff like this out of your system. It was a good answer for a rookie, I thought. You know, I mean, I don't know how Mac Jones would answer the question. He probably would have denied that the interception ever got thrown and just completely changed the subject, as he was wont to do. But yeah, it seems like May is confident enough in himself and his standing on the team that he's not going to let something like that be a big burden. And just sort of with his personality, it doesn't seem like he gets too hung up on that type of stuff, which I think is a good thing when you're starting a new offense with a young quarterback. It's good to have a guy who's not constantly in his own head all the time like Mac Jones seemed to be. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to Scott, who is down in Westerly. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Hi, Scott. Thank you.
I was going to say offense, defense. And Mayo's doing a good job. He's learning how to deal with the media. But defense is inherently 10 times easier than an offensive system is because of all the calls they make, the quarterback, the running back's got to know. It just is. They still have a lot of calls, mm-hmm. but defense is always going to be easier. So they're always going to be ahead of the offense.
Yeah, I think also it has to do with the fact that he was a linebacker's coach and has really only coached defense and played defense and is a defensive person in football. I mean, that's, you know, that has a lot to do with it too, Scott, I would say. But I agree with your point. I mean, it is easier to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your defense is always going to be better than your offense. Like, the Dolphins have a much better offense than their defense. Many teams in the league now, I think, have sort of shifted that way. Even if they want to try and have balance, you skew towards offense. I just feel like that's the way the league's going. Right?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought he was still on the line. I don't have.
No. I hung.
No, here's I think what he's trying to say without saying it, Gerard Mayo, aside from obviously defense being where he's comfortable, where he played and where he coached before being a head coach, is that there is no foundation for the offense. Mm-hmm. Mm. There's a new offensive coordinator in here who hasn't called plays before. Your foundation is basically David Andrews, Ramondre Stevenson, and Hunter Henry. That's the foundation of your offense. And none of those guys are all pro guys. None of those guys are anybody that I think will make the NFL top 100 list that they're doing right now. And other than that, it's just a complete, you got guys like Kendrick Bourne who are coming off a major injury and starting the year that way. You have really young guys who you have no idea when they're going to play or how they're going to play. Like, there's just no foundation. So I feel like it's fair to say probably the entire season the offense is going to be a mile behind the defense.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will revisit our big Q at 2. Are you confident that the Boston Red Sox, who are about to open up a three-game weekend series here with the detestable New York Yankees and their detestable fans?
You heard us.
We can hear you. We see you. We can smell these Yankee fans before we see them. But they are starting that up tonight right here at Fenway Park. Both teams in need of a real boost, and the Red Sox trying to do that at the trade deadline, as are the Yankees. How confident are you, Red Sox Nation, that they are going to add at this deadline, and who do you want? We'll get into that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Portrait!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.